This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug, and there's Jay Kirshner ready with a number of things from here, there, and everywhere. A lot of things are happening. We know some of them aren't so good. I noticed the Department of Justice announcing late yesterday they're concerned with the rise in violent crime. Duh. What a stupid.
Did they just
shit.
Notice?
Yeah, right. Yeah, our big cities are in trouble. And we need to prosecute more, yeah. You need to do a lot of things differently. How about this? Is I consider this to be good news as I connect to the food supply, farm family food here on this program and the American Family Farmer show that I do. I try to connect them in all of the things, the health shows that I do that you can get on a lot of these same stations. The food supply chain is a question and a concern for people who know what's going on. And I noticed that there were no federal safeguards against land purchases by other countries, described herein as authoritarian regimes. So, the House Appropriations Committee last week took up a new bill by Representative Dan Newhouse. It's a provision to the annual funding bill for the USDA. Well, it's a combo bill. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration, they have cleared the bill. $195 billion are going to be spent on food and making things better with the Food and Drug Administration, yada, yada. Okay, so they have taken money out of the funding because of various pandemic relief programs. But the more important part of this is they've agreed to include a provision that would not allow Russians or Chinese to buy land in America, which I think is something that should have been done a long time ago. I don't know where the rest of his colleagues have been, why you wouldn't think that keeping the Chinese, the Russians, the North Koreans, the Iranians out of our country would be a good thing. But it hasn't been proposed, and it hasn't happened yet. Foreign investors own almost 40 million acres. Most of it is farmland. That's 3% of all the agricultural land in our country. Farmland owned by the Chinese. You want that happening? I don't. Owned by the Russians. Owned by the North Koreans. Owned by the Iranians. How stupid are we?
Yeah, and discussing the Chinese government and the Iranian government,
right.
And the Russian government. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. Well, no, it's individuals, too. Not just the government, but not letting individuals who are, especially the Russians, but if these, this is the, as I understand the bill anyway, China is the most active of all the investors. And so there are a lot of people who are just, you know, you can say what you want, but I know why you just said what you did, because we don't want to cast aspersions on Chinese people or Russian people or whatever. But if they have their national heritage, if they're still Chinese citizens, still Russian citizens, still North Korean citizens, then under this bill they can't buy farmland. Actually, what I think, they shouldn't be allowed to buy anything here. I am so off. Especially the Russians, but the Chinese are. I went to. I'm redoing my kitchen, so I need a new dishwasher. The one that's there is 48 years old. And man, I'll tell you something. Those KitchenAid dishwasher can't kill them. 48 years old and it's still working. It doesn't work too well, but it works.
Hey, if it so, gets them clean.
I wanted to find another KitchenAid. Appliances have always been a real standard for me. They make them in America. They assemble them in America. And that's as good as it could get, apparently. I went around looking for dishwashers. And I did a little research because I knew I wanted a KitchenAid, but I just thought I'd look around at the others that are around. You know, all of them, that the usual brands of Whirlpool and LG and, you know, Samsung, they're all around. And Samsung's the only one that's not Chinese, that's not made in China. And you look at everything. I have this conversation about once a month, I'm sure, with everybody. And some people say, yeah, Doug, you're right. Or some people say, yeah, this is great. Other people say, get off it, will you? No, I'm not going to get off of it because I think it's important, very important, for us to know, as this committee in the House has provided us another thing to talk about, foreign investments in America, especially in farmland, is just wrong. Now, you could say, well, what about Bill Gates buying up 30,000 acres of land? That's wrong, too, I think. I don't think there should be one person or company that owns that much farmland. It speaks too much to the concentration of ownership of land, especially this, where we have more and more, fewer and fewer choices as far as our food is concerned. So I thought that was an interesting thing to wrap ourselves around a little bit. Some people will agree with me, some people won't, but that's my read on it. It is that's good news. This is the week of our annual celebration, what our country is all about. I got a couple of more thoughts. I think every day we ought to spend a little time thinking about what this country is about, thinking about how we look at our country. What do you do to make this country better? Because it's your country. So what do you do to make it better? I don't know. Did you see the July 4th at the Capitol, the annual thing? And I didn't recognize any of the performers. And it kind of
celebration. I didn't see it this year.
It's kind of the same old thing every year. But it still is. For a while, you watch it, and it kind of gets you going. It got me going. I like the music. At least the patriotic music. I don't care about some of the performers and whatever they're doing. But I just liked the sense. But then it's the backdrop to all this other stuff that's going on that makes us all kind of crazy. The final words of John Adams, who was one of the great historians, one of the great presidents. There are a couple of Adams brothers who were presidents. Or were they brothers or cousins? I forget. No, father and son. So anyway, I have a few things to think about in that department and what the 4th of July means to people who are of color. I think I've got a few words that I think are of value. Let's get to that after this.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem. Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty in Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
When flying insects show up in your home, how do you get rid of them? Hopelessly clapping every single one? Aimlessly swatting back and forth? Hanging fly strips in your living room? Ew, ew, ew. Instead, try Zevo Traps. Zevo uses light, not odor or chemical insecticides, to attract and trap bugs, working continuously so you don't have to. Zevo. People friendly. Bug deadly. Now at a store near you.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen the Good Day program. So as I think about what we are teaching American youngsters about the culture of our country, there's been a lot of focus on Black Lives Matter, and that, to a point, was a good thing. But there are other groups, other people who have helped our country become what it is. Well, it used to be a melting pot. I think it's more a mosaic because everybody kind of wants their own piece of the pie, if you will. But I remember as I was teaching school back in the 60s and 70s, and yeah, I'm an old fossil, I suppose, to some people, but I still think about all this stuff. I remember teaching the American Creed. It wasn't really, it's more of a civics thing than it is, but I remember working with a civics teacher to get youngsters to write a story about what it meant. Okay, here the civics teacher says, here's the American Creed, you'll, you know, learn it, and then the English teacher says, okay, what does this mean to you? What, let's write about the American, the creed, America's creed. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states. That's an interesting bit of taking apart what's going on in the Supreme Court now, Jay. A perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe that it is my duty, my country, to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. That's the America. Some people call it the American Creed, but it actually officially is called the America Creed. There are a lot of people. Well, I don't. That's just something. Were you taught that when you were in school?
I
have exposure to that.
Yeah. It sounds very, very familiar. Mm-hmm. When you first said American Creed, I couldn't have pinpointed it, and as soon as you started reading it, it all came flooding back.
For me, when I learned it when I was actually, I think, in high school myself, sort of the summary of the fundamental principles of the America that was what America was about when it got started. Like, this is something that was read to the Congress in to the Senate in 1830, which is about when I think the Senate. The Senate was not part of our original government. You know that, right? It was the House, the Congress, but the Senate was something that was added on later. Mm-hmm. It was not at the beginning. So, anyway, there are a lot of people who hide behind a lot of things politically and otherwise, but I think it's hard to get away from some of the things that were said by our founding fathers. Like, this is John Adams, who, this is actually a fascinating statement just before he died. He issued a statement about the destiny of our country. And many historians have looked at this, and they use it now as a warning, in a manner of speaking. He wrote, quote, "My best wishes in the joys and the festivities and the solemn services of the day on which we will," this was the 50th year from its birth, the 50th anniversary of the independence of the United States. He writes, "It was a memorable epoch in the annals of the human race, destined in future history to form the brightest or the blackest page, according to the use or the abuse of those political institutions by which they shall, in time to come, be shaped by the human mind."
Let
what is our
in.
Mind? Yeah. Yeah. Let that sink in. Because it really is something that we are going through right now and have been going through all of my life and maybe for the entire life of the country, in a manner of speaking. Certainly this week should not go by without paying attention to stuff like that. It's 21 after the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now 23 after the hour, a Doug Steffens Good Day program. I want to thank, I just acknowledge and look at all the people that just in the last 24 hours, Jay, have participated in one way or another with us online, exchanging thoughts. Melody, is it Melody York Dixon, Michael Selby, Teddy Cosmos, Tim Palmer, let's see here, Barbara Martin, Leonard Hoffman. Look at all these people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Chiming
Thank
in.
You.
And yep. One of the things, I don't think we say this enough, but well, we always want you to give your take on the conversations we're having. Good Day Radio Show, Facebook and Instagram, and Good Day On Air on Twitter. However, if you want to give your opinion or chime in, but you would like to remain anonymous, please feel free to just send us a direct message. And we just won't use your name. We'll keep you anonymous.
Yeah. I think that's good in most circumstances. Not always is it good, because I noticed that some of the nasty stuff that shows up online is from nameless, faceless cowards who have a lot to say as long as people can't identify who they are. That, to me, is a big waste of time. And it actually is a flashback to authoritarianism. I'm going to tell you what I think, but I'm not really going to take credit for you chickens.
Yeah, we won't read those comments, nothing that contributes. But I think a lot of times people can get so nasty, and that there is a little bit of a, not a fear, but people don't really want to always give their opinion out of, I guess, fear maybe that some trolls are just going to try to change their opinion, but just name calling. And people are getting tired of that. They don't want to have to deal with that anymore.
That is for sure. All right. Amber Heard is in the celebrity gossip column, social media trending. She wants the Johnny Depp verdict to be tossed because she doesn't have the money in the first place, right? So how much longer does this go on? If she's got the money to hire these lawyers, she must have enough money to pay something to Johnny Depp, yeah?
Who knows? Well, and Johnny Depp's team said that they were expecting this. Yeah. They figured she would try to get the verdict to be tossed, and they just didn't realize that it would be like a 43-page motion that was filed. They didn't realize it would be so lengthy. She argues that juror number 15 on the panel may have been selected illegally, giving the wrong birth date during the jury selection. So there's that. There's some discrepancy. These are all her claims. Discrepancy that raises the question if she actually defamed Johnny Depp and cost him all of this money by writing her op-ed piece because, in their opinion, or in her opinion, that Johnny Depp's career was already tanking and he was just blaming her for something after the fact. So it'll be interesting to see.
That'd
what
be a hard argument,
this.
Given the fact that he's just been $30 million waved in front of him. Or is it $300 million? The gossip is
yeah, the rumors that $300 million for Pirates of the Caribbean. However, his team has come out, and they're like, that is completely ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, the other side of it is, if in fact he's offered another role as Captain Jack, then that would sort of underscore the fact that his career hasn't been ruined, in fact. And so maybe that, who knows?
Some of the, who was it, Prada? I can't remember who, but he does a commercial for some fragrance, and they pulled those spots during all of this, and those are back on TV. He's performing, running around Europe. He's living his best life again. So it goes to show that verdict, restraints were kind of lifted on him.
Mm-hmm. The View's looking for a permanent conservative co-host. Where's Jennifer Horn when we need her?
Right? Who do we need to talk to about this? She would be absolutely perfect.
She would be good.
She is conservative. She is so respectful and kind and just one of the best human beings on this planet who can... She reads the news. She doesn't just form her opinions based off of other opinions or emotional facts. Like a lot of people, and I'm not just saying conservatives, a lot of people in general do that. And how can you not with so many big topics right now? But
yep.
I love talking with her and whenever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunnybay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Philadelphia area police officers were injured in a shooting that took place as tens of thousands of people celebrated 4th of July by congregating for fireworks and live music Monday near the city's famed Museum of Art. It's unclear where the gunfire originated and could have been ricochets or celebratory gunfire, according to police. President Trump said Monday that recent events such as the war in Ukraine and skyrocketing inflation would not have happened if he were president. Trump's 4th of July comments on the state of the country comes as he gears up for a potential 2024 presidential run. Representative Liz Cheney from Wyoming acknowledged the possibility of a presidential run in 2024. She made those comments in an interview with ABC News on Sunday, but says she has not made up her mind on that yet. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
As America celebrated her birthday Monday, there was a segment of our society that says we shouldn't celebrate our grand experiment. Paris Denard, director of Black Media Affairs for the Republican National Committee, points out on Newsmax that Democrats have inculcated some to think this is a bad country.
You know, this is a Democrat party who is not respecting life. But luckily we have Republicans and conservatives on the Supreme Court who are standing for life, who are standing for the Second Amendment, who are standing for faith in the public square and being allowed to pray on a football field by yourself. These are the things that the Supreme Court recently upheld and did because we had a conservative justices on the Supreme Court, thanks to President Trump, three of them, in fact. And so my message to Americans is that this too shall pass. Elections matter. Stay focused on ensuring that we elect conservative Republicans who understand and are willing to fight for the Constitution.
Georgia's Democrat gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams has paid out nearly $500,000 for private security through her campaign since December when she launched her second bid for governor. The irony here, Ms. Abrams is a board member of a foundation that wants to eliminate the police and is personally backing an anti-police initiative. She's running for governor of the Peach State in a rematch with Brian Kemp. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's keep working it. The best thought of the day that I can relate to you, the best image in your mind would be blueberries on vanilla ice cream. That's the best thing I can think of at the moment.
Okay.
Fresh blueberries this time of year. Blueberries are everywhere fresh on the farm. So go to the farm, get your blueberries. We sold, I don't know how many quarts of blueberries this past weekend on the farm. Just everybody wanted melons, radishes that are in right now. Beets are in right now, summer squash, zucchini, that sort of thing. A little early for corn. We'll have corn probably in a week or so. But that's what people in the flock to the blueberries. So we had blueberries. We have, if you go to my farm website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see the activity I had. For those who are new to the program, I talk about this from time to time. I used to be in the bus business way back when I was a kid. I took over a family bus business, and I had a few school buses left over parked in the woods on my farm, just sitting there with trees growing, and there was all kinds of stuff. So when I decided we had an ice cream store with the milk and cheeses and stuff, but I converted that to a country store. And so when people came back, I used to sell about 100 gallons of raw milk a day and all kinds of things related with that back in the teens. From like 2007 to 2015 when I had an accident on the farm and I just lost the ability to do what I was doing. But people always want me to, hey, can you bring the ice cream back? So, yeah, every summer we have the farm open for 3 days a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in a case of a holiday, like this week, open on the holiday. So people come to see the cows and the goats and the chickens and the ducks and all. They just want to kind of commune with them, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, and it's just so cool to see all those animals running around and kind of being close to them.
Yeah. Yeah, and just understand what they're all about. And families bring the children are the ones they really like, and that's really what I do it for. So our children will understand that just because a cow is big doesn't mean that it's bad, or that you hear a tractor making noise, that that's bad. Don't be afraid of things. That's kind of one of my missions here. But somebody this week wanted to know if I was going to have fireworks, and I said, no, I don't believe fireworks are safe. I noticed there was some comments about our discussions regarding fireworks. You want to relay a few of those, Jay? The idea that fireworks, one of the guys that works on the farm stayed, we have one of the hills on the farm is called Turkey Hill, and they wanted, this couple who works on the farm wanted to go sit on the top of Turkey Hill and watch fireworks. There were some, I don't know where they're coming from, I don't like them, frankly. I've never liked them. And so what are people who agree with me saying about that, some of our listeners?
Yeah, we posted something about how fireworks aren't for everyone. Think of people with PTSD, fur babies who get scared and run off, and also the animals out in nature. It's beautiful. I love visually how beautiful they are and how they light up the sky, but the sound is so aggressive. It can be so startling, and it can scare birds away from their nests, and animals who just had babies will run away from their dens. Liz Fisher said, thank you for bringing this up. The big booming sounds just terrify the animals. I feel so bad for them.
Yeah.
Teddy Cosmos actually said, my fur baby is so smart. It took him a few months to realize that it happened some time back, and it stops by itself, and eventually it goes away. He calls his cat a high-IQ Mensa cat. And he just kind of frowns but hangs around calmly and waits for it to stop. Jared Winston says, the more fireworks, the better. People are just whiny. It's their Independence Day. Suck it up.
Well, to each his own. That's what I say.
Well, and if it were once, if it were just on the 4th of July, or if it were just on New Year's Eve when people did it on occasion, and it was kind of
if
in
you're
a shorter
on Labor
area.
Day.
But yeah, but also it lasts for weeks. It's like the 2nd July starts. That's when they're going on at all hours of the night. Last night it was a lot, and Mac is terrified of the sound. And I actually, I sang to him for a while just to try to drown out the sound while I was trying to get him to sleep. And eventually, Doug, you won't approve of this, but I turned the TV on just to have the volume up so that volume drowned out the sound. He fell asleep within 5 minutes.
There you go. Yep. Not good. Not healthy. All right. Speaking of that and what's going on in America, the Highland Park shooting, latest example of a portion of our citizenry out of control. So we have some comments on that. Let's share some of them.
Let's see. Mona Martin calls it mental illness and says we need full mental health care in our country.
It's one aspect, but not the only aspect. I agree that it is a serious problem, but there are other components here that are. It's too easy to pass it off onto mental illness. Yes. Is that the most important component? Yeah, probably, but not the only
one
by a long
shot. Exactly. Yep. Susan Orwitz says, these people are crazy. What is going on with this world? I'm a responsible gun owner and prior military. How are these monsters getting weapons?
That's the question. This guy who shot up, I don't know that there is any trail to his weaponry yet. Is there? I haven't seen anything.
No, they're still investigating where these weapons came
from.
And he left. He left them. He left the rifle
there
on the roof. And he when he took off.
That other
but no word if it came from somebody and if it was in the home, if he had it legally, if he bought it on the street somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's still to be determined.
Yeah, and then there's Marcy Sullivan, who's got an interesting comment about politics.
Yeah, it's one of those pointing the finger across the aisle. Marcy says it's the Democratic-run cities that are the problem, not the guns.
Okay.
But look at Texas. That didn't happen in a Democratic-run city.
No.
This can happen everywhere.
But
anywhere.
I happen to have an example, Marcy, that will be right up your alley of how crazy It is the liberalism, and as a libertarian, I think that Liebherr, understanding what freedom is all about, free thinking, liberty, and we all have those words all have the same root for all of us. We all have the same understanding, hopefully, if we understand our language, what Liebherr, en français, in, well, it's actually all the Romance languages have the same root for liberty. And so thinking of how that's been sort of bastardized, if you will, or obfuscated, I go to California for most of the crazy examples, and here's one of the craziest I've seen for quite a long time. The story of Judy and Ed Crane, who live in San Francisco, live there for a long time. They park their car in their driveway. Now, you got to follow this so you understand how important the phrase in their driveway is to this story. All right? There are, you know, in San Francisco, anybody who's been there, you know how tricky it is up and down the hills.
Yeah, all that street parking, it's all parallel parking.
Right. So they have a spot in their home where they've lived for a long time. They park their car in their driveway. They've been doing it for 36 years, that's how long. They're lucky, because a lot of people that live on those hills don't have any, they don't have any driveways. So last Friday, they received a fine from the city, $1,542, for parking on their own property. And they were told if they didn't get the car off of their property, they would be facing a $250 a day fine. So the San Francisco Planning Department, when you look into this more deeply, is now enforcing a section of code that hasn't been enforced for like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
This code bans motor vehicles of all kinds from being parked on a car pad or a setback in front of the house unless there is a garage. So if you have a driveway and there's no garage, the city of San Francisco is now going to go after you. Mr. and Mrs. Crane wrote the city suggesting this is a mistake. The husband said to all of a sudden be told you can't use something that you own for parking and have parked there for 30 some odd years is relatively inexplicable. I'd agree with you, Mr. Crane.
Of course.
The space has been used for parking since the house was built in 1910. So the city planning department said that they would waive the fine if they could prove the lot was historically being used for parking. You know, screw you, is what I'd say to them. You have to prove that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I live here. I own this property. I've parked my car. What kind of ridiculous nonsense is this?
Exactly. It's not like it was a homeowners association or something. It was the city. And they did prove it. They showed a photograph of their daughter back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And the car happened to be in there. And they said, no, that's not far enough back in history enough. They found another one where it was basically like a horse and buggy that was pulling in to the driveway, and they said, nope, that's not sufficient enough. And so they that they would waive all of the fees if they just promised not to park there anymore or to
Why?
Put up a garage or something. Exactly. And here's the thing. They flew under the radar for so long, and they would have kept flying under the radar, but they and one of their neighbors got in trouble because somebody filed a complaint. They ticked off some petty person, apparently, who
Good
filed
God.
A complaint about it, and that's how the city found out what was happening. Mm-hmm.
The pettiness in this world is almost out of control. It really is. So there's an example of liberalism gone amok. The asinine reasoning or thinking, and this seems to be in the water in San Francisco. Man, I wouldn't live in San Francisco. I'd rather live on a boat in the middle of the Pacific. San Francisco, beautiful city. Horrible, man. It's pretty much the same all across California. The people, maybe it's a draining, it's the cesspool. You know, all of the, remember when Trump said they're going to drain the swamp? If they drained anybody, they all went to California to run it. And it doesn't make a difference. Liberals and conservatives alike don't like what's going on in California. It's just stupid. It's beyond stupid. I don't know what word best applies to this kind of nonsense. You got nothing better to do? It's too much big government. Good God. Finding somebody for parking on their own property. Who dreams this crap up? Would be the question I'll leave you with for a few moments, 45 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spice. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today. Prices and participation may vary.
One of the things that I've been talking about off and on, Jay, last couple of days is what we teach our children in school. What about our culture? Where have we made mistakes? Where are we doing things the right way, the good things, the heartwarming experiences? I'm reminded of the address, the short address that came from Frederick Douglass. The speech was entitled, What Did the Fourth of July Mean to a Slave? Mm. He writes... And there were a lot of readings, by the way, of this across the country. I hope that there were more people. Maybe just hearing about the reading, the rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence bequeathed by your father is shared by you. It has brought life and healing to you. It has brought stripes and health. But there's a focus in this. It's rather, he talks about the 4th of July is yours, not mine. That is, this is a treatise that was aimed at white people. You may rejoice, I must mourn. This was written before, obviously during slavery. There are actually four or five paragraphs in the speech. I'm just underscoring a couple of them. The 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn. I think are the most important words in there because it brings a reflection. Not that everything's good and everything's bad, but it's a reflection of somebody who is an important part of American history. It's 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now, 800-998-7173, 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell now on Doug Steffens' Good Day Health. Dr. Jack is a chiropractor, not just any old chiropractor, but a NUCCA chiropractor, which means he practices on your shoulder, your upper spine, your neck, and fixes all that ails you. One adjustment and you're set for life. Wouldn't that be great if that were the case? But it's a fabulous practice. He's a great human being. He and his wife practice in Salt Lake City where they have their clinic. Also, GAPS practitioners. Mary, his wife, specializes in what goes on in your gut. But Jack talks about it a lot, too. There are lots of things that we talk about here. We were just talking off the air about the pain that I'm continuing to feel in my right shoulder since I fell down the ice this past winter and ripped out the upper bicep tendon that goes over your shoulder back to your rotator cuff. I did it on the other side about 8 or 9 years ago, and it seems to have healed, although you and I were talking about getting an adjustment, how that would work. The pain is radiating from one shoulder to the other shoulder. And you wonder about, the connection. And it just, when I'm going through stress, it just aches and aches and aches. And so, I think I tore the rotator cuff on the other side, but it seems to have healed. I don't remember the pain lasting this long, though. And it seemed to have gone away because they're doing a lot of exercises. And after a month or so, it kind of went away.
Well, sometimes when you fall down and break a bone, that's the lucky thing. Because bones will heal in a matter of weeks and everything's fine.
Right.
And usually the bone is stronger after the break than it was before. But you start tearing up ligaments or you tear up the capsule around the joint that lubricates that joint. Though the pain from that can go on for months and months and months before that finally heals.
Good news. Thank you, Jack.
But what you need to do is to get an MRI of the shoulder because you may have torn the rotator cuff. There's four muscles involved with that. It's the muscles that are involved if you were pitching a baseball game.
Yeah.
That's the rotator cuff muscles. And there's four of them. And all four of them are loaded with pain fibers. Mm-hmm. And if a lot of times you tear that muscle, it'll heal itself. But if you tear it enough, it needs surgery.
Yeah, well, but the surgery, I was told, because I was offered that option, and this is a lesson for everybody listening, what does it do to your lifestyle? I couldn't go into the summer on the farm with my shoulder, my arm in a sling, and my shoulder healing. It just wouldn't work. So if I'm going to have it done, I guess I'd have it done over the wintertime.
Yeah,
but, yeah, I would like to know. Yeah, getting
MRI. Your shoulder is going to be immobile for a good 6 weeks anyway.
Yeah,
you're
going
to be wearing a sling for at least 6 weeks.
And then I wonder about, because I have good musculature through my shoulders and my arms and stuff, and I don't want it to atrophy, and I wonder if that happens as part of this. But if you're not using it, if you're favoring it all the time, I suppose the muscle would atrophy anyway.
Well,
yes, am I thinking?
That's
yeah.
true. That's yeah. true. And there are recovery exercises once the pain begins to diminish.
Okay. I remember that.
And that might be causing the pain to go to the other side anyway.
Yeah. But it just, dude, if I take a couple of Aleve, it goes away. If I put some heat or massage, you know, some of the stuff that's available on the market, sprays and things, then the pain goes away as well. It's not like it. But if I have when I go to physical therapy, when she's working on that side of me, the pain can be excruciating.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the trade-off with
sweat.
Physical therapy.
Yeah.
But physical therapy will keep the joint in its range of motion.
Yeah. But it hurts. All right, doctor. There is a doctor in the house. What does not sleeping well do to your heart? There are a lot of people who have a lot of, and I wonder what sort of natural things are available from Standard Process. You operate with Standard Process products, all natural things. So what makes you feel like you're going to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep? And is that really the secret to having a good, healthy heart?
Well, the only thing that changes when you're asleep as opposed to being awake is your level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is still going full speed.
Fine.
It's like a 24-hour business. The graveyard shift is working just as hard as the day shift is. It's just that the sun went down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to sleep and the sun goes down in your brain so that you're not conscious, the night shift is still working good and hard. Now, what's it supposed to be doing at night as opposed during the day? Opposed during the day, it's creating more energy. You're up. You're moving around. There's digestion of breakfast, lunch, and dinner going on. And for those who eat too late at night, the liver doesn't get a chance to clean the blood out because it's spending too much time digesting food. The body can't rest to the level of rest it needs to if it's digesting food. And the kinds of, you know, environmental poisons that are constantly triggering consciousness makes it difficult to sleep, and so the heart is working harder than it should.
All right, there's a word to the wise. Dr. Jack, here on Good Day Health.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.